You're listening to SBS News.
The world remembers Shane Warne. An Australian icon, not only in the sporting world but off the pitch, where his cheeky, mischievous attitude created a legend. Warne was found dead in his room in a villa in Koh Samui, Thailand, by one of his friends who reportedly tried to perform CPR. He was then taken to hospital but couldn't be revived. Thai police say a heart attack was the suspected cause of death and an autopsy will be carried out. At the statue outside the ground he made his home, the Melbourne Cricket Ground, fans have created a makeshift shrine. Those honouring Warne have left flowers, cans of beer, packets of cigarettes, and even meat pies.
He was the first, well, what I remember as being kind of the first cricketer that wasn't particularly straight-laced and perceived as quite sort of twee and boring. Like he was very, you know, very big character, but he also... He brought a lot, I think, of himself personally, and that was a person that wasn't particularly boring. Like, he's obviously out there to live life and enjoy it, and that's what he brought, I think, then to cricket, which made it a lot more colourful and interesting for spectators.
They admired his skill and his sportsmanship and all that, but he was, you know, a genuine Aussie guy that people loved.
A local legend in St Kilda and an international one, the world has remembered Shane Warne as the greatest spin bowler of all time. Australian captain Pat Cummins.
Warney was an all-time great, a once-in-a-century type cricketer, and his records will live on forever. We all grew up watching Warney, idolising him. We all had posters on his wall, had his earrings. We love so much about Warney. You know, his showmanship, his charisma, his tactics, the way he just willed himself and the team around him to win games for Australia.
Among so many legendary Shane Warne moments, one of the most famous took place on the second day of the first test of the 1993 Ashes series at Old Trafford in Manchester. Warne bowled out Mick Gatting with a delivery that earned the label Ball of the Century.
And he's done it. He started off with the most beautiful delivery. Gatting has absolutely no idea what has happened to it. He still doesn't know. He asked Kenny Palmer on the way out. Kenny Palmer just gave him a raised eyebrow and a little nod, and that's all it needed.
In Pakistan, the touring Australian cricket team took to the field for the first test in black armbands for the second day in a row. Warne's death coming less than 24 hours after that of another star of the game, Rod Marsh. Former Australian captain Mark Taylor told Channel 9 that he was shocked by the passing of both legends.
I thought my phone was buzzing this morning at sort of 5:30, 6 o'clock to get my thoughts on obviously the passing of legend Rod Marsh, and now it's Shane Warne. I really can't believe it.
The federal and Victorian governments have offered to hold a state funeral. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the decision is down to the family and that Australia was proud of him.
Shane Warne was one of the greatest cricketers of all time, and he was ours. 100% Australian, and we were so proud of him. In 145 tests and 708 wickets, Shane demonstrated just how well the game could be played. Shane combined the most incredible natural talent with a determination to succeed and an application that made him one of the greats.
The Victorian government has ensured Warne's legacy will live on at the Melbourne Cricket Ground. Minister for Sport Martin Pakula has announced the Great Southern Stand will be renamed the S.K. Warne Stand, a lasting tribute to the late Shane Keith Warne.
The stand where Bay 13 was, where his fans saluted him for all those years, where they watched him take that 700th wicket on Boxing Day, that should be named after Shane Warne, and it's going to be.
Former Australian wicketkeeper Ian Healy says Warne was a unique talent.
All your discipline and body position that you've practiced comes into play. Ball after ball, he was full of energy, and you've got about 400 balls to go. So really difficult to keep to. Imagine batting to it.
A sad day not only for Australian sport, as Warne had a presence that extended beyond the game. Whether it was playing professional poker, featuring commercials for Victorian Bitter Beer, or using his iconic blonde hair to promote his hair loss treatment, Warne will go down as a figure who made Australians laugh and smile. Warne is survived by his three children, Brooke, Summer and Jackson, and his ex-wife, Simone Callaghan. Tom Kennedy, SBS News.